Welcome to Mentoring Matters, mentoring in today's business world with hosts Franny Petrin and Dave Carson of Management Mentors. Whether you need mentoring training, consulting, or a better way to manage your existing mentoring program, Management Mentors is here to help. Now, here are Franny and Dave.
Well, good morning, everybody. I'm Franny Petrin, president of Management Mentors, and I'm here with my colleague Dave Carson from the UK. Good morning, Dave.
Hi, Franny.
And we're very pleased today to have as our guests Sue LaChance, director of organizational development, and Norma Gaffin, director of content, both from Monster.com, located in Maiden, Mass. Now, in case you don't know, Monster World Incorporated brings people together to advance their lives. They are the parent company of Monster, the leading global online careers property that has changed the way people look for jobs, the way employers look for people, and the way companies connect with their target audience. Monster continues to define and expand an industry that did not exist a mere 10 years ago. Monster works for everyone by connecting quality job seekers at all levels with employers and providing the best career advice available online. And we're very happy and fortunate to have both of you here today. Welcome, Norma and Sue.
Thank you.
Thank you.
All right. Well, our topic for today is what we were talking about, finding a mentor. We focus a lot of our shows previously on what it's like to manage a program, to have a formal program, some of the challenges and obstacles. But today we really want to focus on mentoring as a career development opportunity and how do you go about finding a mentor. And I guess, Dave, do you have any opening thoughts on that?
Well, just to see, Renny, you know, certainly in the UK, there are some companies where, you know, some professions, I should say, when you enter the organization, you're appointed a mentor. And I'm thinking mainly now about the nursing profession here and also, as an example, civil engineering. When they come into the organization, they're given a mentor. Now, I know having talked with people in these organizations, there's no real sort of process behind it. They've just given a name and a telephone number, and that's your mentor, and that's the way it goes. And apart from that, there's certainly a lot of informal mentoring goes on, and some organizations do invest in formal mentoring programs.
And kind of what we're going to focus in on today is a little bit more like informal mentoring and how to go about finding the right person for you. And, you know, let's look at Monster.com. Having gone to the website, first of all, I have to tell you that I've not looked for a job for 18 years because I've had my own company. So I haven't had a need to use Monster.com, unfortunately. But I have to say, so I took a little gander at the site in preparation for this show, and I was quite impressed by the breadth and scope of what you offer, particularly in the career services area. Do you want to talk a little about how that got started or what you offer in that area?
As director of content, part of what we're responsible for is the career advice section on Monster. You can access that by going to monster.com and clicking on the career advice tab. And pretty much long ago, the career advice section started probably about 10 years ago when Monster had partnered with a company called the Online Career Center. And since then, we've built it out. We sort of slice the information in a number of ways. We look at what information you need to get the job, which is what a lot of people are coming to Monster for in the first place, and then what you do once you're on the job. And I think that's where a lot of the mentoring starts to happen, and that's how you go, you know, from being an employee to a great worker who's really contributing and investing in the company as well as in your own career. And then we also have some information about the work-life balance and taking a break.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I noticed that. I was kind of pleased with tickled by the break piece when I went in there. And thought, mm-hmm. Well, that's an important point to add in there. You know?
And I think especially now with as the people who are just entering into the workforce, they have much more of an emphasis on how to, you know, incorporate the work and play together.
Yep.
And, I mean, that's something that you can use a mentor for as well. And mm-hmm. I think a lot of people, when they think about mentor relationships, they think about it being very much about how I'm doing my job and how I get to the next part of my job.
Yep.
But it can be so much more than that.
Yeah. I did a little search on your site for mentoring, and I came up with about, 62 results, and you had a number of interesting tips and good tips to offer, like 10 rules for mentoring relationships, mm-hmm. mentoring 101, how mentors could help African Americans. So I really would highly encourage our listening audience to go in there and use that as a resource. So I think it's very valuable in terms of trying to find someone in your career who could help you. Anybody want to share perhaps their own experience in terms of having had a mentor or what they would look for in a mentor?
I think for me personally, and something that I share with, I know, other people, is that it's really important to have almost like a network of mentors, that each person that you have that mentoring relationship with might help you expand or explore different facets of your personality or professional life, or as Norma said, you know, even part of your personal life. And for me, actually, even one of the articles on the Career Advice website was talking about how mentoring can be somewhat like dating. You need to find someone with, you know, good chemistry, someone that you feel comfortable with, and someone that you really can open up your insides to share, you know, your feelings and your thoughts about where you want to go and be, and that way they can provide the best guidance back to you. So in my quest for mentors, I had never had a formal mentoring relationship, but certainly a broad network of mentors that help me in the various facets of my life. And I think that's an important thing for people to keep in mind, that lots of people can serve in the mentoring role. It doesn't have to be reliant upon one person to be the be-all, end-all.
Yeah, I think that's a really important point, Sue, because I think that that's what happens. People sometimes look at mentoring and say, I've got to find the person. And although you might find the person doesn't offer everything possible. They only offer what they can offer. And I think when you talk about, you know, networking relationships, then you can get something from someone who has an expertise in a certain area, but get something else from another person. And I think that's really, really critical in being expansive in your thinking about having a mentor, as opposed to saying, I've only got to find the one, you know?
Mm-hmm.
You know? Dave, go ahead, Sue.
I was going to say, I think the other thing to think about is that you have to be a bit proactive about it.
Yes.
Mentors don't come find you.
Yep. Yep.
You have to believe in yourself enough that this is an important thing, and you know, in your career development or your personal development, that you need to really put forth an effort and work pretty hard at maintaining that relationship and making sure that you get something out of it. So the burden is really on you to make that work, and you have to value it and find it important.
Yeah, I think that's a really important point also, because I think that we often think if we're just out there, that somehow or other the person will come. And I think traditionally that's been the image of mentoring, particularly informal mentoring, that someone chose you and took you under their wing. And although that may very well have been more truer, if you will, in the past, particularly when it came to men mentoring other men, I think that women and people of color felt excluded from that process, which is one reason why companies have put in a formal mentoring program as a way of trying to overcome that particular obstacle. So you really do have to be proactive, and in some ways I think women and people of color have to be even more proactive.
Yeah, I certainly agree with Sue there that, you know, that you've really got to drive the process. The mentorees have to drive the process, and that's something we talk a lot about, Rennie, in training.
Yeah. Yeah.
And it's interesting also that Sue mentioned you've got to go out and find this mentor. And, you know, we have two products. One is the course and the manual that we have, which is Finding Your Own Mentor.
Uh-huh.
And the other one that we'll talk about later, Rennie, is Mentor Quest. Yeah.
Uh-huh. Yeah, I think that those are two pieces that we could offer, certainly someone who's currently looking for a mentor as a process, and as a way of focusing their energy and trying to find the right person. And I think technology, you know, again, MentorQuest, which we will have available sometime in late February, early March, is going to be, I think, I like to say, it's going to be the latest technology when it comes to mentoring and trying to find the right person for you in your career development. And that really speaks to technology and mentoring, and you know, a company like Monta.com that is, you know, using technology to assist people in their career development. Do you have any thoughts about technology as a tool for development?
Well, I think that back to what Sue was saying, when you're looking at sort of your network of mentors and getting different things from each of them, some of the technology that's out there, for example, on Monster, we have message boards. A mentoring relationship can be more of an instance rather than a long-term nurturing relationship that I think people think of it in the traditional sense.
Yes.
And, for example, we see on the message boards people who probably live on different sides of the country and have never met before. We have these anonymous message boards. They go, and there are people who kind of self-identify as mentors. They're not our experts,
mm-hmm.
who go and they, you know, talk to many of the users through these message boards about, you know, here's how you have a career in HR. Here's how. Here's mm-hmm. what you should do on this interview.
Cool.
Sorry, you have a question?
Yep. That's a great resource, isn't it?
So there's another resource, too, that I think a lot of companies are starting to develop, and Monster just developed their version of this this past year, was an internal version of something like Facebook. So ours internally is called Monster Pages.
Okay.
And it's, you know, obviously a person's photograph of themselves, just so you can identify them when you pass them in the halls or whatnot, but it also, it's, you know, self-directed content about, you know, what your aspirations are, what your background is. So even though you might be in a job in human resources, for example, or technology, you may have done something really interesting in your past that someone could link into. So if companies have something like that as a resource and you wanted to find an internal mentor with someone that you share, you know, interests with or career path interests, you can search, in terms of using a tool, search your Facebook type of tool, if you have one, to do that sort of a connection as well.
Oh, it really does, if you will, open up possibilities for mentoring. It also, in many respects, moves away from the traditional model per se about having this kind of, you know, where it's traditionally one person in a, you know, in a given location, and, you know, you're apprenticing with that person who's your mentor, and you're growing, you know, you're growing accordingly. This really opens up the whole universe. Technology has allowed us to do that.
Well, and I think it's just the same way that technology has, at this point, completely changed the whole art of networking, both from a social and a professional standpoint, and allowing you to connect with others in different ways. I think that a lot of the mentoring relationships today that people are cultivating, it's not that I've gone to someone and said, I specifically want you to mentor me. I think it's something that organically is happening out of these more frequent connections and more in-depth connections that we're able to make with people.
That's good, good point. I wonder sometimes, though, and I think the issue, technology allows us to have these kinds of connections. And I think one of the dangers, though, with technology is that we can move away from what would be traditionally the intimacy of the mentoring relationship. And then I think there's a gradation between what I would call true mentoring and then probably coaching and more of kind of a go-to on an occasion kind of. There's this whole continuum. And I think technology can help all of those. And I think we just need to be clear when we're engaging with someone, whether we're really looking for kind of a long-term intimate mentoring relationship, whether we're looking for more of a couple of advisory moments or coaching moments. And that way, our expectations are clear and we don't get disappointed or raise unreasonable expectations.
No, definitely. And I think a lot of it is when people are going out and choosing the medium and who their mentor should be, especially in these less formalized relationships, being, okay, so what am I hoping to get from this person?
Yep.
What can I give back to this person?
Exactly.
And what's the best way for us to do this? I mean, I think the biggest mistake people make with mentoring in these types of situations is it's not a one-way street. It's a two-way street, just like any relationship.
Exactly. And on that thought, we need to take a break. We'll be back shortly with our guest to talk about finding a mentor.